Okay, let's see, the air conditioning is on, the windows are closed. I was listening to how this plays back. It sounds like a lot more rattling noise with the windows open than I notice when I'm actually listening to it. I think I'm gonna set that up there and try to describe what it sounds like to me, what it feels like against my eardrums. What it feels like, and I mean feels like, not just sounds like, is not what's coming over the tape, so just a minute. Okay, now the window is still closed. I'm near the microphone here. And the sun is out. They're still swarming. It's about 4:13. Now I'm going to open this and try to describe what it feels like. It doesn't sound like a rattling the way that it sounded on the tape. And I'm having kind of shout. I'm a little bit closer to the microphone now. But I can see it's really pushing the VU meters up on this. I'm open the window just a little bit more. It's almost like a sound that if it got any louder, it would really almost burst your eardrums. But it doesn't sound like rattling the way it does on the tape. It's more of just like if you had on headphones and you turned it up too much and you just want to turn it down because it's almost it's just too much. It's not exactly a humming, but it's not a rattling either. I don't know how to describe this. I feel like it's a little sweaty. This feeling, I know I could use the word amazing, but it amazes me. It doesn't happen very often, so that people kind of forget what it's like. You know, you can hardly hear the birds. There's a bird in there somewhere. It almost feels like a noise that's actually pounding against your eardrums that you almost feel as much as you hear. Like that. It's more than I don't think, would it? I don't know. I can't remember. It's been so long, and I've never been around a pounding surf or something. But it must be that it's a certain, what's the word I'm looking for? A certain pitch that it's at that it really seems almost too much. It'd be the kind of pitch that almost would overwhelm a microphone, maybe, if it were a musical pitch. The birds and any animals that eat insects are really having an absolute smorgasbord this summer. And the moles, we're told, had a real smorgasbord earlier in the year before they came up out of the ground. But, you know, they got to eat a lot of them underground. Except they got real fat and sassy, apparently. And I saw, I see one that just plummets to the ground. It must be, you know, a kamikaze death drop or something. I don't know. But, anyway, let me hold this a little bit closer to the window. And then I'm a lot closer to the microphone now. Let me open this up all the way to make it more stereo. Behind the microphone here. I was just looking back to see how the VU meters are doing. I really wish you were here in a way, and sort of I'm glad you're not. I don't think you'd really want it. It's pretty warm out, but it's pretty windy, too. If it weren't for, you can hear the wind a little. A little bit. They kind of ease up as the wind picks up because they've got to hang on. I don't know exactly how they do it. I think kind of vibrating some kind of membranes or something. You know? regular, it's a 110 camera, and then, a disc camera that Jim used, and he went up the street and took some pictures, and I took a lot of pictures out the window here, but I don't know, they're not going to come out very large looking, because, you know, I can't take any real good close-ups like with a 35mm. I'm going to close this now. But it's just, I can't believe the sound. It would be difficult to hold a conversation. After a while, it could actually drive a person nuts. It makes your ears really hurt, almost. Oops. Don't get caught in there. They're not killing me. I mean, there's no point in killing them, because they'll all come back anyway. I'm going to close this carefully. There we go. Carefully. There we go. Whew. Oh, my ears. I feel like I've been in a rock concert or something. Whew. Let me put these less stereo back. I feel like I can't hear good. I really feel like I've been, you know, next to some kind of a really loud stereo speaker. Oh, golly. I wonder if that can damage your ears. Well, anyway, let me see how this all came out.